Mother.
Two tears in a bucket, and we're gone. Really? That's...
What?
Because I don't know what's worse, like you chewing into the microphone or you swinging that mic away from you and hearing the... I think you should just eat because we're not going to do anything with this. Here we are back in ASMR territory.
It's like we have a calling.
I'm going to put this microphone right up into my nostril and you're going to hear what it's like as I talk through my nose. Yep. Right.
Okay. I'm done. So, okay, something
to you don't have to be done. I mean, enjoy popcorn.
I know. You should enjoy popcorn. This is really good popcorn. I'm just going to give a little shout out to...
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can get a sponsorship here.
Right.
That's for our listener.
Calicorn popcorn. It's
Calicorn,
all
bitches.
Natural. Gluten-free, no preservatives, made locally in San Diego, California.
What happens if they go national? Then what? They can't say made locally.
Well, that's true. They'd have to change it up, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Calicorn. Popcorn. Calicorn popcorn. All natural. Gluten-free. No preservatives. Ingredients?
Popcorn. Really? There's more?
Well, yeah, there's corn oil and salt.
Oh, yeah, because they got to cook it in something, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And give it some salt.
It's
got
to be cooked and popped. Served up hot and fresh, or at least fresh.
Or at least bagged.
Or at least bagged, yeah. I don't think it's hot or fresh.
Except for the one non-fresh bag you got.
This is really good popcorn. I just want to say that. It is such good popcorn. I love it. It should be sold everywhere. Calicorn is the corn of all corns.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly. It deserves a jingle. We need to write one.
Yeah, I'll get to work on that. Right,
you ready?
Right after the Married with Chickens jingle.
Bump, bump. Oh, yeah, we need a jingle, don't we? We need a jingle for this shit. Yeah, we don't have an intro or an outro. We ain't got no bumpers. What up?
Well, they'll probably more than likely come up with one for Cali popcorn.
Yeah, we'll come up with one for Cali
before
corn, for sure.
Will.
Before Married with Chickens.
Married with Chickens.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it works. It's like with our business, you know, you work in it, not on it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we got to stop working in our business
and work
start working on it.
Which is a really weird visual.
Right?
Yeah. It's sort of like the man, you know what I mean? Like if you think about like the boss man, he's on top, like directing, and the people are inside the box working in. It's kind of, it's like a sweat box. You in the sweat box or on top of the sweat box? Are you directing that shit or in it?
Yeah, this is like a simpleton's versions of Marx's philosophies.
For sure. I mean, go on.
No offense, baby. I'm not calling you a simpleton, but
hey,
I'm just saying as far
I'm
as
cool
Marx's philosophies go, this is pretty remedial.
Okay, so give me...
That I'm one to expand upon Marx's philosophies.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Well, all I can say is all power to all the people. And once the proletariat realizes that they have the power and that it's not actually the people on top running things that have the power,
right,
shit either grinds to a halt or becomes more equitable for all.
All right. We're talking about equity here, people. Equity is important.
Yeah.
I'm all about the equity.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's a big conversation as of late with recent candidates, right? Is like...
Is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like since the last presidential election, everyone has been dragged kicking and screaming to the left.
Right.
Which, it's amazed me that it's taken so fucking long for that to happen.
It took something like this that is so... Oh, how do you even describe it? It's like a shit show combined with like clowns and big shoes that don't fit properly. And they're really uncomfortable. Or tiny shoes, maybe.
I mean, tiny hands in a big suit, really.
Well, yeah.
Have you seen photos? It's like his suit pants go straight down to the...
Okay, I wasn't being literal.
Well, I am.
Yes, you are. I like that about you. Go on.
Just, have you seen any photos recently that's like his suit pants just go like straight from the hip right down to the ground. It's like they cover his shoes. It's just like, you'd think a man who's as, and I'm going to air quote this, who's as rich as he is.
Right. Could get a well-fitted suit. Could
have a fucking tailor.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, the federal government is probably already paying for one on staff. We might as well utilize the guy because you look like a fucking schlub.
But, okay, but let's talk about his skin. Like, he's orange. Like, straight up orange. Although, I have to say, it got better.
That's just an extension of his bad taste, right?
Really bad taste. Well, that's the thing. Like, people think I look good, and I'm... He's such a narcissist. He thinks he looks good.
Well,
therefore,
I don't even know if it's so much that, as much as if as you get to a certain point, I'm guessing, I wouldn't know because I don't have a lot of wealth. But as you get to a certain point, being wealthy and being doted upon, it's like you eventually surround yourself by yes men, people who totally. Are the fucking lamprey of politics or entertainment or whatever.
Right.
It's like these are all the fucking hangers-ons, the succubi, and they're like, yeah, you look great, sir. Absolutely. That's a brilliant idea. You're amazing. It's like,
yeah, you should be tan all the time.
And you should be president.
Tan shows wealth.
Tan shows, tan shows leisure time is what tan shows. It doesn't show someone who fucking works.
Right. He doesn't
care
about that.
Or someone who is.
He doesn't care to work. He doesn't want to prove that he works.
Nor does a fat man.
Or he might fucking work.
Someone who is overweight to the extent that he is shows a long...
but Chad, he is the fittest president we've ever had, according to his doctor.
According to his well-paid hippie doctor.
Is he a hippie doctor?
I don't know if he's a hippie doctor, but he's got long hair.
A charlatan doctor.
He looks like
that shit
probably the same dude who's prescribing Adderall.
He's the one who's prescribed 1 million opioids to West Virginia. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, what totally separate doctor. But still, not very far apart on the
scale of ethics.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we get on politics again?
Oh, God damn it. It's just inescapable.
It really is.
You can't, at least I can't. I can't open up anything. I can't look at my email without that shit bombarding me. I can't listen to a podcast without
Twitter's
being
ruined.
Infuriated. But, Twitter's a fucking cesspool.
Truly.
I mean, I opened an account for this podcast even. And
oh, they denied us. They said no, thank you.
No, that was, I totally got the Twitter.
Oh, are we going to be on Twitter?
Yeah, we're going to be on Twitter.
That? Okay.
I guess.
We're so behind the ball. We have.
But I still think it's a shit show.
Each episode.
But, yeah.
Wait, why is it a shit show? Tell me your opinions. I want to know them.
Well, I don't know. It's like, the irritating thing to me is like, all these assholes with blue check marks behind their names all of a sudden have like some sort of quote unquote credibility. And it's like everyone's rushing to do the hot take on what's happening now. And for the most part, they're all fucking wrong.
Mm.
You know, they everyone's rushing to make this, you know, get this out into the public. And then it's like, as the story develops, we realize, you know, our first assumptions were wrong. And the thing is that everyone sees the first,
and they
the first
with
tweet
that. Yeah.
And they run with that. And it's like when an eventual, you know, correction is posted.
Right.
No one sees it because it's not what's leading the news at that point in time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like after the news is broken mm-hmm. and people have made their hot takes.
Talking my language here.
And it's like no one gets the retraction. No one sees it.
Ever.
But and everyone goes with that first narrative, even though it's completely fucking wrong.
But here's the difference between Twitter journalism and traditional journalism.
No difference. It's the same fucking people that I'm talking about.
Okay, but let's just take a step back. And what I'm saying is that in traditional journalism, at least you did some fact-checking. With Twitter, people just fucking tweet.
Right.
They just tweet, 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 tweet. And then they retract, at least with... Originally with modern journalism, people would do some fact checking. And if they were wrong, then they would retract. But now it's about, well, I'll just retract it later. And you're absolutely right. No one ever has now or in the past seeing retractions. And so to use that as a crutch is just straight up wrong. It's bad journalism. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, and it's across the board.
But part of that is a result of such immediacy. I mean, people are speaking on the spot, like this is happening now. This didn't happen 5 minutes ago or an hour ago or yesterday. It happened a second ago. People don't think before they speak, or in this case, tweet.
Right. And it's just irritating because I'm still a firm believer in the Samuel Clemens, it's best to, what's the quote? It's best to have people think you're an idiot than open your mouth and remove them. All doubt.
Right.
You know, but it's like everyone on Twitter is just like a fucking slack jawed diarrhea mouth idiot.
Right.
Like, and I'm not pointing fingers to any particular side either. It's like across the board because it's all the whole clickbait culture.
Right.
It's so fucking irritating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I can't escape it. It's like I spend a portion of my day unsubscribing to shit that I never signed up for.
Right. Like, that's the worst part is you didn't even sign up for the shit.
It's like, how many times do I have to unsubscribe to this before you stop sending me, you know?
Crap, yeah.
All this Scheisen.
Scheisenhauser. What is that? Scheisenhauser.
What shit house?
Oh.
I'm not sure, but
I think it might be Scheisenhausen. Where did I get that?
I don't know.
Scheisenhausen. I like the way it sounds. Because she's a brick house?
Yeah, wholly different.
Okay, so how many eggs do we get today?
One.
Bam, one?
One egg.
Oh.
And it was not green.
It wasn't?
No.
What? What color was it?
Brown.
Which, light or dark?
I don't know. The solid one, not the fragile one.
So Cher delivered.
Way to bring it, Cher.
Bring it. She's a good leg. Good leg. She's a good lay. She's a good lay of the eggs.
Good layer. It's only, you know, that's...
She's a good egger. Good layer.
Good layer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with that.
Cute as a four-hole button. Okay, so what you got going on this week? What's happening with you?
Same old shit.
Yeah? Got some good things happening? Mm-hmm.
We got books going to print.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Three. We have three books going to print.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uno, dos, tres. Yeah.
Un, deux, trois.
Oh.
Ich, nie, san.
And?
That's about all I got.
Really? You know German, though.
Ein. Yeah, I forget.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Ein. I don't remember either.
Gotten
bad at this. So, last night or the night before we went to the beach? That was just fucking beautiful. With the moon on one side, the sun on the other. I mean, that was some really pretty sky.
Moonrise, sunset.
That was some cool shit.
Hotel Del.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was a pretty night.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it was really...
I think we all Instagrammed the shit out of it.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think you did one, I did one. Ella didn't do any. She's pretty, like, conservative with her social media.
Well, funny thing about kids these days, they'll, like, post a bunch of shit and then be like, oh, I'm done. I'm going to erase it all.
Totally. They erase it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me this morning that she deleted all of her followers. She was done. She didn't delete who she followed. She deleted her followers, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to build a brand.
Right? It's like the antithesis of branding. I think my career might be over. But anyway, I was really impressed with your charades. You're pretty damn good at that. That was cool.
Well, only with movies because I act out like key scenes.
What was the one you did? Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction with
that was fucking hysterical. First of all, you like got down on the sand, which I would not do. Just straight up lay in the sand. Ugh.
Right.
And I was like, Pulp Fiction. Yeah, that was pretty good. Nice job.
We have been married.
Okay.
Almost 20 years, so.
Yeah, I kind of know you. We finish each other's sentences sometimes, so we know each other. But there was one that was really difficult. What was it? I'm trying to remember. Can't remember. Do you remember?
They were all difficult for me.
Were they?
Every damn one of them.
You don't really like that, but you did it anyway, and that's why I was impressed. You were like, all right, fuck it. I'm doing this shit.
I'm like, well, I can't beat them, so here I am.
Might as well join them. Wah, wah, wah. So what are we going to do about our intro music? I mean, eventually we have to have intro music. We have to like step it up, I think. We have to take this shit seriously, right? Or do we? Maybe we don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think we do.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind having bumpers, you know, a little intro, a little outro.
I like bumpers.
You know, and it's like, I was listening to, of course, 99% Invisible
today. The best podcast ever.
Seriously. Thank you, Roman Mars.
Thank you, Roman. We love you. He really is pretty badass. But anyway, go on.
So I was listening to it today. Mm-hmm. And it was a... okay, it was about the world's largest ball of twine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've seen that, haven't you?
I haven't seen the...
Is it in Minnesota?
Minnesota. Yeah. Well, yes and no, but that's the thing is that the podcast, I hate to ruin it for you because I don't know next time you're going to be on the elliptical, but you're probably going to listen to it.
But, tomorrow, I plan on being on it tomorrow, yeah.
All right, so you hear about
it
tomorrow.
You're going to fucking ruin it for me, huh?
No, I'm not... Well, maybe.
Do it.
So... When I was a kid, I used to listen to Weird Al, right?
Yankovic?
Yes, Mr. Weird Al Yankovic.
He's so good.
He's an amazing accordion player, if you're down with such things.
He really is a good accordion
player. His polkas are top-notch.
Top-notch. The best.
But anyway.
He's got good hair, too. I'm just going to say
He's got this song called The Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota. Right?
He does.
Which is literally about, and when I saw
Let me guess, is it about the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota?
Yeah. But then again, so is the podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So,
wait, the whole point
is that I saw the title of the podcast and I'm like, if they don't play that fucking Weird Al song, I'm going to be pissed.
And of course they
Ten
did.
10 seconds in, I hear, the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I'm like, there it is. Excellent.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it's not just about that, but there's also one in Kansas.
Oh, there's more than one biggest ball of twine?
Well, wait,
one's bigger?
I can't tell you. You're going to have to listen to the podcast.
Okay. Because
that's the whole thing, is there's also one in Texas.
What?
And a guy from Ripley's Believe It or Not, who wants to buy the biggest ball of twine in the world.
Really? Yeah. Wait a minute. Which guy from Ripley's?
I don't know. Just some guy.
The main guy?
No.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead. But they've got all these museums, right? They've got one in Brand... All these tourist places.
Wait, Ripley's has museums? Ripley's
Believe It or Not is the name of the museum.
I used to love that show.
Yeah. Well, they've got one in... Like, you go to any tourist center and they have a Ripley's. Like, you go to Branson, Missouri. So,
like, they franchised it?
I don't think they franchise it. I think they own all of them.
Oh.
But they actually have people who go out. And this was the amazing thing about the podcast. Like they had a person who goes out to find these oddities and buy them.
And buys them for their museum.
For the museum.
Okay. So in the podcast, I'm going to learn which state has the largest ball of twine.
Yes and no.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah,
you just gave it away.
Well, like so many things, there are so many caveats.
Right.
You know, it's all about, like we were talking, I think, a couple weeks ago about like world records in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you place it was a conversation we had about Everest, right?
About Everest?
Do you remember that?
No.
So we were talking about Mount Everest and it's like, okay, first person to climb Mount Everest.
Hillary.
Yeah, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, first people to climb Everest.
Mm-hmm.
You're first. Okay.
Now what?
First person to climb without oxygen.
Right, okay.
Is?
But what does this have to do with the
Reinhold
largest?
Reinhold Messner.
Which, by the way, I love Reinhold.
Right. First one to climb without oxygen.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like,
has someone else climbed without oxygen behind him?
No, no.
I don't think they have. I think he's the only one.
I don't know if they have, but here's the thing. It's like, eventually,
it doesn't matter.
We've gotten to the point where people who climb Everest have so many fucking caveats that it's like so many people have climbed Everest. It's like, I'm the first amputee to climb Everest, which is fucking amazing. But at a certain point, you get down to.
But did they actually. Wait a minute. Did they actually climb it? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, that's not really the point. The point is, it's like you get down to a certain point where it's like, I'm the first
mouse.
I'm the first
to climb Everest with a chicken.
Exactly. It's like stupid shit like that. I'm the first person to climb Everest with oxygen using, you know, this particular whatever. And I'm from this country. I'm a female. I'm blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like all these qualifiers and okay, right. I'm the first to do this.
Right, right. We're all looking for the first.
And the thing, first
it's
or fastest.
It's because humans and that's all, want recognition.
You either want first or fastest. That's all that matters.
Right.
If you're not one of those two, get off the fucking mountain.
Mm.
That's all I got to say. If you're not, oh, you're obviously not the first at this point.
Wait, how do we get here? I forget.
This is the whole biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. So go back.
Why would I go back to that? I'm going to ruin the podcast for you.
You're right.
I don't want to do that. That's why I've wandered off into this tangent.
Okay. And I like Everest, so it's a good tangent.
Exactly. Or, you know, it's like, there are what, two routes on Everest? One is the one that everyone climbs, and then there's the other one on the other side.
There's the hiker's route, the Sherpa's route.
And then the climber's route.
And the climber's route.
Right.
But that's true of
which
most.
Is still, I mean, that's still never a peak that's infatuated me.
Oh, no. No. Yeah. No. It's not like, I mean.
It's like climbing Whitney.
No.
I mean, okay, not that cheesy, but.
But Whitney's not even really, well, it is.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, there's the hiker's route that, but it's still, that takes some talent. I mean, it's hard to get up there.
It's not.
No, it's not hard for us.
But that's the thing.
But people who do that, they train. And it's the hardest thing they've ever done. And I can respect that. And then there's the climber's route, which is like a legitimate route.
Right.
But it's not like you're going to Argentina and Patagonia and climbing like some real shit, right?
Right.
So Everest is a fucking hike where someone else is carrying your shit in and out. You have oxygen. Like it's
literally
not
your shit.
Literally.
But I mean.
But they're not because there's so much trash up there.
But that's not to disparage the fact that you can die on that fucking mountain. You can die on any
absolutely.
Mountain.
Absolutely. With or without Sherpas. But I guess what pisses me off is that like if you have enough money, you can climb it. It's not about skill.
No.
It's about how much money you have to pay someone else to carry your shit and to take care of your ass. It's kind of fucked up, right? It's not about skill. It's like shooting elephants. If you have enough money, you can shoot an elephant. And you should never do that. I'm just going to say that for the record. Please don't shoot elephants.
See, you and I may be a little different on this.
Oh,
I'm not saying
you want to shoot elephants? What?
I'm not saying I want to shoot elephants.
You.
No, I'm saying that there are reasons to shoot elephants. If you have an older male bull who can no longer reproduce and is gorging, you know, just goring the younger males and like keeping them away from the females, that's a reason to shoot an elephant. Because you are then allowing the species to propagate because you are killing off the sterile male.
No, fuck that.
No.
Elephants are going to make it all on their own without humans.
Not at elephants, this point. They've made it all on their own in spite of humans.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
you think
we
need to step in to save the species?
No, but I'm
I
saying
think not.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you are an African, and this is primarily African, not Asian elephants, right?
Okay.
So if you are in an African country and that African country has like a large portion of the conservation board that is trying to save these elephants funding comes from selling elephant hunts, you know? So this conservation board sells a tag for this older male elephant.
Okay. So what you're talking about is raising a lot of money Which is good for the community, and it gets rid of an older elephant. But we're not saving the elephants. Let's be clear. They're going to save themselves, because that younger elephant...
No.
Really? You think they're just all going to die if it wasn't for humans? I know you don't believe that.
Yeah, I do, actually.
What? That's ridiculous.
I'm not just being contrarian either. Because that's the thing, is like, humans have ravaged the earth to such an extent that it's like, we have fucked up.
Yes, we have.
The areas in which they live to such an extent that they can't live there anymore.
I was just going to say, unless you were talking about the fact that we have ruined so much of their environment that they are contained to a very small space.
And they're contained to those nature reserves, right?
That's true.
And that's why you have to kill off the older males that can no longer reproduce, because then you're allowing the younger males to step into that role.
Okay.
Because they have a hierarchy like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I see that. And humans are awful. We've done some irreparable damage. That's true. This just went south.
Right?
Like super fast. And you know what, when that happens, you know where I want to go.
Out back to hang with the chickens?
Yeah, baby. That's exactly right. So we had to clip Easy's wings, like both her left and her right wing.
Can we just talk about this?
No, because we're not going to share that podcast because it was really bad. Oh. You don't want to talk about it?
Not again, no.
Oh, all right. But I'm kind of glad that we clipped him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the time it was sad, I'm like, oh, this feels wrong, but it's good because we're protecting her from those, you know, wily coyotes.
Yeah. And those anvils that are hanging overhead.
Oh, the hawk.
Well, no, just literally wily coyote and his anvils.
Oh.
Hey, this is your metaphor, not mine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Anvils are bad when they're above. Anvils should never be hanging overhead. I'm just going to say that right now.
I agree.
Wait, what time is it?
What gets me is like the fact that in those times, anvils were such a touchstone for people.
Why? Why is that?
Because you're well past the age of blacksmith at that point.
When I was a little girl, blacksmithing was really important in my life. And so was Bugs Bunny, by the point. And
right, but blacksmithing was Smithy was well past.
No, not in my life.
That's not what I'm saying. For the rest of the world.
But I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. It was all about blacksmithing.
The world has moved and left me here. That was your childhood.
Well, because my dad was all about log cabin building and, I forgot his name, Carson. Anyway, they used to make nails, buckets and buckets of nails.
Yeah. Jesus, that's some fucking drudgery.
Right?
I mean, I've been around a small forge where my dad and his friend make flintlock rifles and such. Cap locks, flint locks.
They were actually making nails for building homes, which I think is ridiculous because nails are cheap.
No, but that's not the point. Mm. With regards to that, right?
Right.
That's, you know, did they dig up the ore themselves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were out there digging. Jesus. No, I'm kidding. Hauling. They were digging wells, but not ore.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
This whole town's filled with iron ore. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
This is true. This is true.
We'll sail tonight for Singapore. We're all as mad as hatters here.
Yeah. I like it. How's your woot?
Ooh. Ah. The 2019 Stone Woot Stout.
So this only comes out at Comic-Con? Is that a thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, not Comic-Con, but there is the Will Wheaton.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Hop Fest. That happens.
Wait. Will Wheaton Hop Fest?
Will Wheaton.
So he Stone... has his own Hop Fest?
Yeah, because he's a home brewer.
Oh, is he? Okay.
So he's a home brewer. There's another guy, I think, Drew Curtis.
Who's that?
I honestly have no idea. I mean,
but he makes good beer, apparently. But
so this particular beer is a collaboration between him, Will Wheaton, and Stone.
Okay.
And apparently, I don't know, there's pecans involved, and
I like pecans,
and bourbon barrels, and
I like bourbon,
and an imperial stout. So
it's a good beer. It's really good, actually.
It's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. And it only comes out once a year.
It comes out once a year. BevMo had last year's up until months ago.
Yeah. So I was. But
this year it came out in cans.
Oh, is that new?
That's exciting.
Uh-huh. So it's
now I don't have to get trashed by drinking one. I can just have a can. Have my wits about me still.
Do you? Do you really have your wits about you? I'd like to know.
I'm not going
to
drive. But okay.
Fair enough. I am.
Well, you're not drinking 11.5% woot stout. You're true. Over there drinking water.
That's because I have to go pick up the Lulu.
Right.
The Lulu. Little niece coming in. Flying in. Stop. That's awful. Don't do
it. Oh, man. It's so good.
It's good beer. I did taste it. I agree. I like it a lot. So, if you didn't feel like it was only seasonally available, would you like it as much?
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy it as much.
Okay.
Because it's fucking expensive.
How much is it?
22-ounce bottle. Well, it depends on the year. I think it's like $12.99 for a 22-ouncer.
Well, it's not too bad.
No, but a six-pack of cans is 17 something.
Whoa.
Right. But you figure for each pair of cans, you got 24 ounces. So okay. That's three bottles. You know, more than three bottles.
A way better deal, right?
It's a better deal.
I'm just used to paying for things like Thelonious Monk.
Which is like $6.99
or $7.99. Delirium Tremens, yeah. Like, that shit's expensive.
Yeah, it's $12.99 for Tremens.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Beer.
You know, so, yeah, I love beer.
You do?
Not in a Brett Kavanaugh sort of way.
But whoa.
No,
yeah, he's changed the face of beer.
Yeah, the difference is I think I don't drink piss, and I never have.
That's a good point. Wait, do you know that he drank piss? How do you know that? You don't.
I don't know that for
sure.
But
you're going to guess.
But I'm going to guess as an East Coast college kid, he probably drank piss.
Okay, let's be more specific.
What, Yingling?
No, that stuff is shit. I'm going to say like Miller. I'm going to say blonde. Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Or, what are they drinking?
Or High Life? Or I don't know what they drink over there.
Isn't that the same thing? Miller High Life?
No, I think it's different.
Oh.
I mean, I honestly don't know. But
I don't know either.
I'm just assuming. And that's what I get.
Tecate. For to take it easy.
For to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Tecate is the beer of the designated driver, as they say in Mexico.
Well, that's true, though. I can see that. Not that I would do that.
But a lot of people down there do.
Wow. Remind me not to drive in Mexico at night.
Right.
I feel like day driving's cool. But
yeah,
night
driving's
fine. Oh, my God. I've been in some harrowing situations in Tijuana. Like,
do they involve 18-wheelers?
No. Why do you say that?
I'm just curious because it seems like most harrowing experiences are always involve big trucks.
Oh, actually, I do have a story. Okay, so I'm going to say 16, maybe 15, and I'm with some guy. I don't remember why.
Some guy? Really, Jennifer?
Some guy. I'm 15, maybe. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I think...
How did you get in and out of that country?
The country of Cusick?
Oh.
No. This is home. This is in Washington.
Thought we were in Mexico.
No, we're back. No.
Okay.
We're back in Washington, and I'm at a four-way stop, and the guy driving, I think he was driving me home from track practice, because I normally would run, but we had a particularly late practice, and it was 7 miles, and so he offered to give me a ride. Anyway, we're at a four-way stop, and he says, "Is there anyone coming?" And I said, "Yeah, a semi." And he laughed and pulled out.
Oh, man. They don't make them smart there, do they?
No, they don't. And I yelled, ah! Or whatever I yelled at the time. And he slammed on his brakes. The semi flew past us because there was no way that semi was going to stop.
Oh, hell no.
And he turned and looked at me and he said, and I said, what the fuck? I told you there was a semi. And he said, I thought you were kidding. And I'm like, why the fuck would I kid about a semi at a four-wheel
like,
stop?
You're like, I am on the side of
like,
the
seriously?
Impact.
Seriously? Exactly. And he was like, oh, I guess it was my tone. Am I funny? When I'm serious, do I sound funny? I'm curious.
Ooh, that no, man. But I think the problem is that like, it's the same thing that DeVita has, right? It's
right. Like, people think she's funny and she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not being funny.
And everyone's like, oh, you're
she's
so funny.
She's got such a dry sense of humor. She's hilarious.
Right.
Like, no, I'm being dead fucking serious right now.
I am not joking. Yeah, so that was crazy. But anyway, back to Mexico. So yeah, when I'm 18, not 15. Taxi, typically in a taxi, I can think of so many times that we almost got hit. And the taxi drivers are just like weaving out of shit and we're drunk. That's bad. I'm really lucky I'm alive. So Tijuana used to be this thing where everyone would go to Tijuana. Everyone in San Diego anyway.
Right.
Tourists. And we're talking like 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. Couldn't drink in the U.S., so they'd go
right,
down there.
Right, so they go down there at the age, because drinking was, what, legal at 18?
In Mexico, yeah. And then we would get fake IDs or just take
a
friend.
I was
going to
say, not that anyone
no
ever
one
checked
gave a
IDs.
Shit. No, they did, but they didn't really care if it looked well, like you. Eh. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was a time that Julie came down with me, and we used my little sister, Julie. And we used DeVita's old ID. And I think Julie was 14 at the time, which is kind of fucked up. I'm a bad sister. Dude, but anyway.
It's awful.
It is awful. But at the time, it was awesome. We danced our asses off. We had a great time. But there were so many times that we were in bad situations. And like, I saw so many wrecks down there. You'd think I'd be like, this is a bad idea. But I didn't. And I'm alive. And I have all four of my limbs. They work perfectly.
All four of your limbs and all of your digits.
Yes, I have 20 digits. 20. Not that I need them. Do I? Do I need my toes? I think I walk better because I have all of my toes.
Yeah, I would think so. I think like certain toes are used for balance in certain directions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you wouldn't have the lateral, you know, side to side.
That's a good point. Balance. So in the tub, when I slip, those toes really help catch myself.
Oh, seriously.
Oh my God. One of these days, I'm not going to have that. And I'm not talking about my toes.
I was going to say, you're
talking about the lateral
have all
balance.
Your toes.
At this point, I don't think I'm going to lose any toes. Yeah. Right.
You're not doing any factory work that would jeopardize any digits. So
praise God for that. It's almost 9 o'clock. Madeline arrives at 9:45. Oop, there's a moth. Hello, moth. It's a little one. We should kill it. I'm kidding. Don't kill it.
Just capture it and feed it to the chickens. Because
totally.
They love moths.
They do love moths. It's so cute when Cher sees a moth and she just takes off.
I've never seen a bird move so damn fast.
Seriously. And a big girl, too. Like, she's a big girl. She's larger of the three. Yeah, she's big boned. I think she's just fluffy.
Yeah.
She's got some fluff.
Definitely just the...
It's just fluffy.
Yeah.
She's got healthy feathers.
A lot.
That girl can run when she sees them off. And she normally catches them. It kind of shocks me. I'm like, whoa, that just happened.
Hmm. Well, you figure they've had centuries of breeding to get to that level.
Totally. Built to survive unless there's a coyote about.
Built to be food.
That's so
it's
true.
Kind of what they are, right?
I know.
It's like the biologist for Path of the Puma, that book we did.
Mm-hmm.
He called deer and antelope meat with feet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Meat with feet.
Yeah. Ugh. Cause just like that's what they're bred to do is be food for.
And that's just the cycle of life.
Yeah.
For sure.
The cycle of life.
Wow. Thank you. That was awesome.
Hey, no problem. Speaking of, Lion King.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's coming out. It's
what
in
about
the theaters,
it?
I think.
Are you going to go see it?
Oh, God, no.
I was like, you're going to be alone. Although, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I guess it's Donald Glover.
Really?
As Simba.
Oh, I love him.
Right. But it's like...
He's Simba?
Yeah.
He's been doing some cool shit. Although, did you see Guava Island. You did. You saw it with us.
Yeah, I watched it with you.
You know...
Not my favorite.
It was... There was some good stuff about it.
I would rather watch his old, like, Mystery Team.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's a movie he did with... So he used to be in a... He was in a comedy group.
But did he write it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. It?
Okay.
So he was in a comedy group well before Community, well before all that shit. It called, Derek Comedy, I think was the name of it.
Hmm.
And they had this movie. I don't know how they got it, but it was called Mystery Team, I think. And it's basically like...
I want a mystery team.
Like 320-somethings.
Or at least a team.
Pretending
or a
mystery. Like they're, you know, 8-year-olds solving mysteries.
You know what that reminds me?
In their neighborhood.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What?
That movie we saw was Swedish. Retards?
Oh, The Idiots?
The Idiots!
Retards. Really? You going to drop the R-bomb on our podcast, awful. Jennifer?
I just did.
God damn. We are so going to get fucking canceled.
We might. However, I will say The Idiots Lars von Trier. A damn good movie. It was so good. But they pretended to be idiots.
Right.
Or, yeah, that word. That apparently I'm not allowed to say. Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Hey, it is what it is.
Well, I'm sure our listener doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care. He, she, is it a he? I want to know.
Okay. He, she, they,
I just want to send. Whatever. I want to send out a message to our listener to comment. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We'd like to meet you and invite you on our show.
Ooh, bold move.
Mm-hmm. Why not? We have a listener. Let's bring him into the fold. Tell us about your retard moments.
God damn it.
Hey, really? I have a lot of them. I'll tell you about them next time on our podcast.
Just don't say that fucking word.
Sorry. Am I offending you?
Not me. I don't give a shit. But I'm sensitive to such things because, you know.
Well, you don't want me to be inappropriate.
No, and I don't want you to ruin your career and or
no one knows who I am.
Have to face, you know, like a Twitter onslaught.
Yeah, that's true.
Because again, it's all those fuckers with the blue check marks that.
But it's not a real thing, or is it?
Oh, well, it's totally a real thing.
Oh,
it doesn't matter what it is; it's a real thing.
No, I don't mean.
Because all it takes is just something to set nutters off, and they're all up in your shit.
Should we skip it? Should we cut it? Should we cut that part? No. Eh, don't do it.
Clicker.
Don't do it.
Clicker.
Don't click.
Eh.
Oh, shit. All right. So I think we should close.
With a hymnal?
Yeah. I can sing.
Okay. Follow me. Die Jesu nomine.
Wow.
Dona eis requiem.
Little pitchy.
Yeah, well, I can't sing, so there's that.
I would sing, but no, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Not there yet. I don't have a good enough relationship with our listener to share that part of me.
Yeah, you're holding out.
I'm holding out. Sorry.
Sorry, listener. She's not easy.
That's true. I'm not easy. But if I were a chicken, I wouldn't be easy.
No.
I'd be Sunny. That bitch is smart. Yep. She knows what she wants.
She can fly over. She can burrow under.
Yeah.
She's a survivor.
All about it. She's a survivor. I'm a survivor. But if I keep, yeah. Yeah. Good night. And good luck.
You can't just go around stealing other people's clothing.
I know, but he's so fabulous, and I really
True,
like it.
But
okay, so we need a closing. Okay, so how do we close? What do we do? Do we think about it more?
Probably, because at this point, I can't really come up with anything. That's
but
not
here's
like...
the thing is everything is cheesy. So if we steal someone else's cheese, I feel pretty good about it because I like that person and therefore their cheese is acceptable. But my cheese is just cheese. Tainted.
Tainted newness. Cheese.
Ooh. No, that's
boom,
bad.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not falling into your trap.
You wanted
not
to,
not falling into your honeypot, woman.
Oh, boy. We need to catch that moth and put him outside. It seems fairly happy, though. If Mishka saw that, she'd be all over that shit.
Too bad she's a lazy cat that does nothing but
meow.
Look outside and meow all night.
Oh, she would go after anything out there. Like the mice, for example. We've had a mouse. Not an infestation, but they're very interested in the tomatoes. Oh my God, did you see that?
By interesting, you mean they've eaten most of them.
Yeah, like that one tomato, there's like, I don't know, an eighth of the tomato left. It's just like straight up gnawed off. I'm like,
yet it's still hanging on the vine.
I know, right?
It's like this shell.
Yeah.
They've eaten all the good stuff out of the center and just left the...
Bastards. But they don't even wait till it's red. It's like kind of
orange.
That's
the irritating thing, because they're like, oh, well,
we're... At least
they've taken away all the mostly red ones. We're just going to eat their green ones now.
Mm-hmm. Well... They know when they've found a good thing.
Right. And it's going to kill them.
Is it? Oh, yeah, because we're going to put out traps.
Yeah, because tomorrow I'm going to go buy traps.
All right. Let's
coat those fuckers in peanut butter. They're going to be like, we have found the mother load.
Bam.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ba-da-ba-bum. So, hey, I just want you to know, I like you.
Because you have such loving ways.
Hey, hey,
I like you. Because you are so sweet, so cute, so neat, and everything. Yeah, I don't even remember if those are the lyrics, but...
I think that was pretty close. But I just want to say I love you, and I like you, and thank you. Thanks for being a good
husband.
I love
you too,
my
sweet baby.
Yeah.
Here's to another 20 years.
Oh my God. 20 years. It's coming up.
Damn near, yeah.
Oh, we should do a podcast in the mountains when we go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although that's a lot of equipment to carry.
Easy peasy.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be interesting. We could either do, you know, plug into that little thing, because we just use the handheld mics and hold it, you know, and do that sort of thing. Yeah.
Pass it back and forth.
No. Two mics.
Why not just bring one? Oh, because we talk over each other.
You'll bring one. I'll bring the other.
Gotcha. Oh, I have to carry my own mic?
Of course.
Fuck that. No, I'm not doing that shit.
I'll just put them in
there. I'm only carrying 30 pounds. Anything over that, I'm not doing it.
Is your ass made of candy?
Yeah, glass, actually. I have a glass ass.
I would recommend that you don't hop.
No. Thank you. That's very good advice. No, I'll carry a mic. Yeah. And water. Hey, how much water is up there? Do we have to carry water?
Nope. Not at all.
Sweet.
There's water the whole way up.
Nice. Okay. So that's good. That's going to alleviate a lot of weight.
Yeah. The hassle is the food.
The food. We don't need to eat.
And the...
Well, we can just like catch fish.
Right, the fish that you're not allowed to eat up there.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point of fishing?
There's only one lake that you're allowed to take fish out of, and I've never caught a fish in that lake.
Awesome. So we would starve to death. It'd be like John Lurie in Fishing with John.
Yep. Willem!
Willem! Yeah, they died. Oh, wait.
I was wrong.
John is alive.
Still alive.
I think Willem died, but John survived.
Yep. But so, both men were covered in sores and boners.
No, that was a totally different episode.
I know. That was Jim Jarmusch and John Lurie.
So I would like to tell our listener that John Lurie did a series of fishing shows called Fishing with John. They're a parody, but still really good. And they're so good. And if you can find them, they're so worth watching. That was our litmus test for friends for quite a while.
I got to think that at this point they're available on Amazon Prime or
we should check. I don't know if
Netflix
that's true.
Or
I don't know if that's true.
God, can you imagine?
We still have them on DVD.
Yep.
Why do I do that?
Because of the whole Danzig shopping list.
Oh, yeah.
Box of saltines. Can of sardines.
So here's something we do every year.
3 liter bottle of Mountain Dew.
Wow. It's like right up your alley, baby.
No,
so
right.
Every Christmas when we wrap gifts, we listen to Danzig. It's our tradition. It's weird. It's a weird tradition, but I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a goodie.
I think that that's more
something
people...
That's going to make it to a children's book.
But no. more people should do that. Like, listening to Danzig and wrapping gifts is like, there's the combination. It's like sweet and salty. It just works.
It's like God and the devil. Sweet and salty. It's like,
God, maybe you're right about that.
Yeah.
I think we should close with that.
Yeah, you have one that contrasts the other. It makes both that much better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shrek 2 on DVD.
All right. Well, with that, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Or we won't see you. We won't even hear you.
But you'll hear us.
But you'll hear us.
Next week on
Married with chickens. Wait, one more time.
Married with chickens.
Very matter of fact. Yeah. Married with chickens. Married
with chickens.
With chickens.